Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 32.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. And the prayer today will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Heavenly Father, we pause for a moment to reach out to you to ask you to please bless this gathering of your servants. While we ask for your guidance in all that we do, at this time, Father, we wish to thank you for hearing our pleas, answering our prayers, and welcoming us to bring all of our concerns to you. Thank you for patiently listening to our doubts and tolerating our lapses in faith. Thank you for the forgiveness you so graciously grant us. Thank you for being the pillar of strength we can lean on and the arm around us when we walk with you. Walk with us now, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for March 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for March 21st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, and papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read. We'll strike that for right now and come back. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules Calendar Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 79, Academic Alignment, Board of Education, and CC, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Joint Resolution 147, confirm Raymond Grace, Banking Commissioner, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Bill 200, various education changes, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Bill 206, DOT legislative changes, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Bill 257, motorcycles, face mask, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Bill 266, school annual report card, favorable.
Calendar, March 27th.
House Bill 291, continue SSWG and extend child counsel, favorable.
Calendar for March 27th.
House Bill 295, exhibit corporal punishment and prohibit corporal punishment in public schools, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
House Bill 297, psychology interjurisdictional compact, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
House Bill 301, CIP revisions, juvenile code, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
House Bill 307, right of way or left turning farm equipment, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
House Bill 354, modify weighing schools performance grades, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
House Bill 362, 15 point scale for school performance grades, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
Senate Bill 162, loan origination, late payment charge changes, favorable.
Calendar March 27th.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 121, expunction related to RTA, no conviction, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute number 2, calendar for March 27th.
House Bill 130.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar.
House Bill 130, allow game nights, favorable committee substitute number 3, unfavorable committee substitute number 2.
Unfavorable committee substitute number 2, the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 3, calendar for March 27th. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hardister, Bowles, Grange, and Hunter, House Bill 418, create NC Golf Council.
Commerce, if favorable appropriations, capital, if available appropriations, the rules calendar operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson, Grange, Sove, and Everett, House Bill 1419, Save NC Call Center Jobs Act.
Commerce, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Montgomery, Lambert, Conrad, and Terry, House Bill 420, Board Vacancies, City of Winston-Salem.
State and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, Brody, Elmore, and Dixon, House Bill 421, Promote North Carolina Sawmills.
Agriculture, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Fisher, Harrison, Insko, Candy Smith, House Bill 422, Healthy Families and Workplace and Paid Sick Days.
Health, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Fisher, Farmer Butterfield, Harrison, and Cunningham, House Bill 423, Caregivers Relief Act.
Aging, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Graham, Hunter, Pierce, and Ray, House Bill 424, Recognition of NC Tribes Funds.
Appropriations General Government, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Faircloth, McNeil, Ross, and Bowles, House Bill 425, Increase and Expand Assault on Resist of Law Enforcement Officers.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Faircloth, Hardister, and Harrison, House Bill 426, Additional Superior Court Judge, District 18B.
Judiciary, if favorable, Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety. If favorable, Appropriations. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Faircloth, Hardister, and Harrison, House Bill 427, Additional District Court Judge, District 18.
Judiciary, if favorable, Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety. If favorable, appropriations. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hunt, Candy Smith, Fisher, and Dahl, House Bill 428, K-3, Reading and Literacy Improvement Act.
Education, K-12. If favorable, appropriations, education. If favorable, appropriations. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hennig, House Bill 429, Manteo Navigable Waters.
Agriculture, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Corbin, Horn, and Strickland, House Bill 430, School Ethics, Training, and Finance Officers.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Dobson, Lewis, Zoka, and Corbin, House Bill 431, Foster Infrastructure for Broadband Expansion Resources Act.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Shepherd, Grange, Hurley, and Hardister, House Bill 432, Water, Sewer, and Contagious Dwelling Units.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Horn, Zoka, Montgomery, and Hardister, House Bill 433, Economics and Financial Literacy Act.
Education, K-12, if favorable, appropriations, education. If favorable, appropriations. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Horn, Cunningham, Murphy, and White, House Bill 434, Suicide Risk Referral, Mental Health, Teen Violence.
Education, K-12, if favorable, health. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Montgomery, House Bill 435, Public Meeting, Simultaneous Communications, Winston-Salem.
State and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Johnson and Sasser, House Bill 436, Expand Local Option Sales Tax for Education.
State and local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Johnson, Horn, Howard, and Elmore, House Bill 437, Education on the Holocaust and Genocide.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hurley, House Bill 438, Campus Police, Private Institutions for Higher Education, Community College Waiver.
Education, Community Colleges, Education, Universities, if favorable, education appropriations, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Grange and Dobson, House Bill 439, Reduced Treatment, Accountability for Safer Communities.
Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Blackwell, Torbett, Dobson, and Rogers, House Bill 440, Regional Behavioral Health Center Study.
Health, if favorable. Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable. Full appropriations, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read. No messages. Petitions, memorials, and other papers addressed to the House. The clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 115C-10, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina State Board of Education and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Mrs. Donna A. Tempton Rogers of Cherokee County, 8th Education District Representative. The Honorable James Wendell Hall of Hertford County at large. I am grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is their biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Letters referred to the Rules Committee. Notices and announcements. For the purpose of the lady from Johnston, Representative White, rise.
Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow at 9 at in 6:43. That is a change. It's usually at 8:30. So that is a change to 9. And Health at 10 and 6:43.
For purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Our members of the Republican caucus scheduled for 4 o'clock tomorrow has been canceled. So we will not have caucus tomorrow at 4. Thank you.
For the purpose of the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, arise.
For an announcement, please.
You have the floor for an announcement.
The Committee on Aging will meet tomorrow at 2 o'clock at, in room 1228-1327. Thank you.
For the purpose of the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, arise.
Two announcements, Madam Speaker.
You have the floor for two announcements.
First announcement is, of course, Transportation Appropriations meets bright and early at 8:30 in the morning. Look forward to everyone being there. Second announcement is Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in room 1228.
Further notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Torbett, before we get to that. And I guess it's too late. We were going to extend courtesy to the gallery to all of our Register of Deeds who are here. Is anyone still here from the Register of Deeds? Thank you. We'll let you recognize everybody. So members, help me to greet the representative from the North Carolina Association of Register of Deeds. Thank you for joining us. And now, Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move we now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 26th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Zachary, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 26th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. Special messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 272, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the uniform zoning classification of certain residential facilities in North Carolina Central University.
It's referred to rules.
Actually read the words. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 108, PED, Safekeeper, Health Care Cost Recovery Pact. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 108 will be calendared for March 27th. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 63, City of Kannapolis Annexation, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House and recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. The serial referral to rules is added.